This is the Detroit Evening Report for Monday, May 2nd, 2022. I'm Sasha Ryan from WDET News. Governor Whitmer has vetoed legislation that would make changes to voter registration applications, saying the bills would restrict access to the ballot. Voters would have been required to sign a statement acknowledging it's a felony to vote more than once in the same election. Whitmer says the bill is a part of a package of bills aimed at discouraging votes. Whitmer has directed state departments to assess potential opportunities to expand people's ability to register to vote. Fair housing advocates have announced a settlement to resolve a lawsuit against real estate brokerage Redfin. Advocates say the terms of the settlement should expand housing opportunities for consumers and communities of color across the country. Under the agreement announced Friday, Seattle-based Redfin will change its minimum housing price policy and alter other practices. It must also pay $4 million to settle the suit brought by the National Fair Housing Alliance and 9 other fair housing organizations. The changes will increase access to Redfin's real estate services across the country and help counter redlining and residential segregation that the alliance and the other plaintiffs alleged Redfin's policies perpetuated. The lawsuit was filed in 2020 in Seattle. The 40th anniversary of the killing of Vincent Chin will be commemorated next month. Chin was beaten to death in Highland Park in 1982 in a racially motivated hate crime against Asian Americans. His white assailants served no jail time. Now, organizers are hosting a rededication ceremony to honor Chin's legacy and showcase local Asian American art. Anthony Lee is working on a mural of Chin in Detroit's historic Chinatown on Cass Avenue. He says Chin's death is not the end of the story.
That can't be the end of the narrative. I need it to be more. I need to know that we have a pulse. This can't be just where it ends. And it's to find out that it's not where it ends. There's a lot of things in the work and a lot of people who sense the urgency now more than ever.
The four-day Vincent Chin commemoration event will take place across Metro Detroit from June 16th to 19th. Central Michigan University says its decision to end its track and field program and invest in golf was not made to move resources away from black athletes. It says the men's track and field program was eliminated in 2020 due to budget cuts. It says the men's golf program is half the cost and that 8 of the athletes who have committed to the program are students of color. Russell Dinkins, an activist from the Track Smith Foundation, says in order to offer the same degree of opportunity to black students the track and field program afforded them, the university's golf program would have to have only black students for 10 years. The Detroit Institute of Arts has named Juana Williams Associate Curator of African American Art. Williams was the director of exhibitions at the Library Street Collective, the exhibition's curator at the Urban Institute for Contemporary Arts in Grand Rapids, and has taught art history at Wayne State University. Williams is a fellow at the Black Embodiment Studio. She holds a Bachelor's of Arts and a Master of Arts in Art History from Wayne State. Thanks for joining us for the Detroit Evening Report. I'm Sasha Ryan from WDET News.